This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Mrs. Ellis is not with me this morning, but Chris Klaproth, our par excellent, what do you do? Producer. Yeah, that's what he does. Phone answering guy, put you on the air guy. He's here this morning. He's having fun. And we're just here to tell you about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. So, last week we had Eric Slokovich on talking about spring fishing, so we talked a little bit about what's going on in the General Assembly today. Oh, excuse me. But, you know, I kind of stay away from the gun thing to some degree unless I have a guest on who's really, really, really sharp on this thing. But here's the deal. You just heard on the news about two more safety walkouts planned by students across the country. Can I give you a homework assignment? Can I give you a homework assignment? Those of you who are listening online today can do this easily. I'm going to read something to you real quick. This is from #enough. I'm assuming that's a Twitter thing, and you know, Twitter is, you know, the president comes under fire for blasting out Twitters or tweets to his, 7 million followers around the world or something like that, you know, because of some of the things he says. But this is the modern means of a communication. You can't phone thousands and thousands of people, but you can tweet at them and it comes up on their cell phone and they see your message. Massive communications. It's not a text. Okay, it's not an email, it's a tweet. Well, the tweet for the national school walkout is # or pound sign or number sign that we call it, enough, E-N-O-U-G-H, #enough. And you find this information under a little website called womansmarch.com. womansmarch.com. Part one of your assignment is to Google womansmarch.com and see what that is. Part two of your assignment is to ask Google or whatever your search engine might be, who funds womansmarch.com, or who is funding the Women's March movement. Let me read this here real quick. Okay. This is a FAQ, frequently asked questions on the national school walkout. Two more are planned. Why are we doing this? We are living in an age where young people like us do not feel safe in our schools. This issue is personal for all of us, especially for those of us who are survivors of gun violence. I'm going to speculate just a second. I'm going to guess that whoever wrote this is not a survivor of gun violence in a school. But they'd like to convince you that they are. We are walking out for all people, capital A-L-L, who have experienced gun violence, including systemic forms of gun violence that disproportionately impact teens in black and brown communities. Capital B for black and brown. It is important that when we refer to gun violence, we do not overlook the impact of police brutality and militarized policing, or see police in schools as a solution. We also recognize the United States has exported gun violence through imperialist foreign policy to destabilize other nations. Can you tell 15-year-old kid wrote this? We raise our voices for action against these forms of gun violence. I wonder how many parents read the flyer, okay? Why March 14th? March 14th is 1 month anniversary of the shooting at Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida. Why 17 minutes? The 17 minutes are in honor of the 17 lives taken in the tragedy in Parkland, Florida. What do we do for 17 minutes? It's up to you! Exclamation point! This is your, capital Y-O-U-R, 17-minute walkout, exclamation point. Some students plan to circle their school holding hands, while others will congregate in hallways to hold hands, sing songs, or stand together in silence. Others plan to speak the names of people killed by gun violence, from the 17 students killed in Parkland to members of their own family and community. You could also take the time to register to vote. Text P2P to RTVote to get started. We have power to hold our elected officials accountable. They represent us. When they don't do their jobs, we will vote them out. Is this really led by students? Yes. The Enough National School Walkout is an initiative organized by Women's March Youth in Power. We believe, as youth, it's imperative we have spaces where our voices are being heard. We don't need adults speaking on our behalf. See what they're doing here? Who are the youth organizing this action? We are a collective of teenage activists in cities across the country who work to organize our peers to take action on the issues we marched for on January 21st, 2017. Look up Women's March January 1st, 2017. January 21st, 2017. The day after the inauguration. The Women's March on Washington. You remember that? All right. The youth organizing this action are Winter, 17, Los Angeles, California. Ailee, 18, New York, New York. Nikki, 18, New York, New York. Alondra, 18, Detroit, Michigan. Madison, 20, Seattle, Washington. Caleb, 17, Cincinnati, Ohio. Jackson, 16, Newtown, Connecticut. Victoria, 18, Durham, North Carolina. Thomas, 16, Sandy Hook, Connecticut. Bree, 23, Long Island, New York. Kate, with a C, 17, New York. Zarina, 17, New York, New York. Ziad, 19, Princeton, New Jersey. Fatima, 17, in Frederick, Maryland. And Kayanasola, 17, from Columbus, Ohio. And Safira Amir, 14, from Tampa, Florida. Now you know. What are the safety precautions we can take to ensure our walkout is safe for all participating students? Have conversations with your school administration or school resource officer to help determine the best practices that take into account the safety of all students. If walking outside is not a safe option, then consider walking out into hallways, congregate in your school gym, or simply stand up in your classroom for 17 minutes. We encourage adults not to join walkouts on school campuses unless they work there or have been directly invited by the school's administration. We don't want adults, nope. I'm not a student, but I want to support. Can I go to a nearby school? We're suggesting that only students and staff participate in their school walkouts. This is an important safety precaution we must take in order to help ensure the safety of students and staff. If others would like to participate, they can show solidarity by Solidarity. There's a key word for you, isn't it? Solidarity by wearing orange and or walking out of their workplaces to stand with others for 17 minutes. Feel free to post your actions on social media. How old do I have to be to participate? How old? This action was designed with high school and college students in mind. In all cases, we encourage students to reach out to their school's administration to discuss safety precautions. Middle school students are encouraged to work with your in-school administration or faculty to ensure a safe and orderly action. For students who are unable to participate in a walkout but would like to show solidarity, we encourage you to wear orange on 314. Should I continue, Chris? What do you think?
Sure.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Go ahead and give them the full story, which is what they're not going to get from that.
Okay. I'm a college student. I don't have a class at 10 a.m. How can I participate? Well, why don't you call Katima or somebody over in Frederick and find out? They're organizing it, right?
Mm-hmm. They've got all the information.
Yeah.
They know exactly what's going on in the world.
We're encouraging college students who do not have class at 10 a.m. to hold a campus action on a central student area. Join with your peers who are walking out of class. Email college at womensmarch.com. To connect with Madison and Bria, our college coordinators. What if my school's on spring break? Can I still participate? Love that question. Yes! To maximize impact, visit your congressional representative's local district offices with a sign and or photo of a loved one killed or injured by gun violence. Discuss what this issue means to you and why you feel strongly they take action. See our list of demands here. And you can click on the link and see the link list of demands. So do it or not. I maybe later.
For kicks and giggles, sure.
Feel free to make them known. Post about your media on social media with the hashtag enough. What if my school does not consent to a walkout? Students have strong freedom of speech rights, but school administrators may be concerned about disruption to learning time and could pursue disciplinary action. Depending on your personal judgment and your school norms, you may wish to reach out to teachers or administrators for support. You can also ask a parent or guardian to call the school and advocate on your behalf if the school administration needs support to work with you. If you aren't able to walk out, you can still be creative. Show solidarity for the walkout by wearing orange and create posters to show your support. Hashtag enough. Also, take advantage of your social media platforms. Feel free to engage your following discussions surrounding gun violence. You can repost graphics from the Women's March Youth Instagram at Women's March Youth and Twitter at Women's March Y, and use hashtag enough. Follow other youth-led initiatives to stay engaged. Communicate via social media, via Twitter, via Instagram. Only use the Women's March hashtag. What about the walkout on April 20th? I want to do that one, too. Please do both and more. Congress has taken no substantial action to prevent gun violence since 1993. We need sustained outrage until they take action. Sustained outrage. That's what's driving our youth today. Sustained outrage. Do as much as you can to recruit others to join you. See our joint statement with the April 20th organizers here. What about the one on hashtag March for Our Lives on March 24th in D.C.? I want to do that one, too. And, of course, they urge you to support that. What about gun violence? It happens everywhere, not just in schools. This action aims to highlight the need to prevent all acts of gun violence, including those that happen in our city streets, in our homes, our place of worship, in our schools. We're walking out for all people who experience gun violence, including teens in black and brown communities who are disproportionately impacted by gun violence. Here, you're going to like this one, Chris.
Okay.
How can disabled students or students with chronic illnesses participate? Would you like to hear the answer?
Yes, I would. Enlighten me, Alan.
Or organizers should take every effort, make every effort to include disabled students and students with chronic illnesses in action. All actions. If you have a disability or chronic illness and are not able to participate, we recommend you wear orange and take a photo to share on social media as part of a virtual walkout. If you feel comfortable, call or email your representative and tell them, hashtag enough. How to plan an inclusive event for disabled students and participants who want to attend the event. And here's five or six bullet points. Organizers should take accommodation requests from disabled students and participants in advance to make sure they can participate equally. Add this question to your flyer or digital promotion. To request an accommodation for disability, please contact name, phone, and email, request deadline date. Organizers should do a walk roll through the route from the school to the gathering area to make sure there's a smooth rolling surface along the path of travel, including curb cuts. If there will be speakers, then make sure ASL interpretation or remote captioning is present. If deaf people or people who are hard of hearing attended, best practice is to have ASL interpreting and captioning. Here is a resource on disability etiquette and culturally competent social interaction tips. Click here. Make sure you have a disabled person on the planning and organizing team. I think we've said enough.
Yeah. It's all modern-day brown shirts.
Exactly.
And it's happening in our public schools with our tax dollars.
With the support of our parents.
Mm-hmm. And
school administration.
And I bet you none of them have ever picked up a gun.
None of them have any idea how a gun works, what a gun's for.
Nope.
You know? But if something happens, who's the first person they call? A guy with a gun.
Exactly. Hello, irony.
Isn't it amazing?
But it feels good.
It feels so good.
So we've got to participate.
You know, the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds is hosting the first annual Capital Outdoor Sportsman event. Saturday, April 21st and Sunday, April 22nd, a family-friendly event with everything for outdoor sportsmen and women. The entertainment includes dock dogs, a lumberjack show, and canine demos. The sponsors are Leo's Vacation Center and the Maryland Association of Campgrounds. $10 a day for adults to get in. Children 12 and under are free with a paid adult. The hours are from 10 to 6 p.m. 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Excuse me. 10 a.m. 6 p.m. Website is www.aacountyfair.org. There'll be nonprofit groups there. There'll be a Kick Butt Children's Area, RV and Camping World with their two sponsors, of course, demo areas for ATVs and archery. And then on Saturday, there's an antique tractor pool. Costs $5 to get into the tractor pool, but it's the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds first annual Capital Outdoor Sportsman event, Saturday and Sunday, April 21 and 22 from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Be there. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex. Okay, so Hartford Security in Reisterstown says this. When we talk about security, what we're really talking about is peace of mind, protecting our home and our valuables, our homes and our valuables, from the bad guys that want our stuff, our guns, our electronics, our jewelry, and our valuables. When you're not home, that's when you really need protection. Hartford Security provides full-feature wired and wireless alarm systems, video surveillance systems you can view on your phone, door, and not those cheap internet and get thing. No, this is the real deal. Add door access controls and more. Harford Security serves both residential homes and commercial businesses as well. And here's the real deal. Real deal. Optional low cost, no contract monitoring. No contract monitoring. Harford Security offers free, and it's optional. Harford Security offers free estimates. For your peace of mind, here's the phone number, 410-515-0761. Or visit HarfordSecurity.com. That's 410-515-0761. Listen to this part. You receive a 15% discount if you mention the Outdoorsman Radio Show or Alan Ellis or Chris Klaproth or, you know, that early morning guy with the fishing hunting stuff. Harford Security, 515-0761, serving Maryland for over 25 years.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire. Talk
Radio 680 WCBM.
The first thing I remember knowing was a lonesome whistle blowing and a youngin's dream of growing up to ride on a freight train leaving town, not knowing where I'm bound, and no one could change my mind but Mama tried. The one and only rebel child from a family meek and mild, my Mama seemed to know what lay in store. Despite all my Sunday learning, towards the bad I kept on turning, till Mama couldn't hold me anymore. I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried, Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me.
I bet he didn't attend the women's march. I mean the student walkout march. He's the one that drove by the pickup, yelling at him. What'd you find out? Who funds the Women's March? What'd you find out, ladies and gentlemen? Those of you looking online, did your homework assignments? Should I tell you this stuff or were you bored out of your mind? I'd like to hear that comment, too. I mean, this is stuff you just don't hear. You see the kids on TV and you hear it on the local news that, you know, students in Salisbury participated, students in Frederick participated, you know, and you go, eh, big deal, so what, you know. But this is far more sinister than you know. This is far more sinister than you have any idea. How does an idea get started? How is it propagated? And what is behind it? That's what I'm trying to get across. These are people who hate our country. Who hate our country. The opening paragraph tells you that. Okay? They hate the police. They hate the military. They hate our elected officials. Okay? And they use this excuse of gun violence to try and mold our country into something that they want it to be, which it is not. They would if they were in power, they would suspend the Second Amendment in a heartbeat.
And then they would have absolutely nothing to protect themselves when invaders come.
That's true. That's true.
But it feels good.
It feels great, but they would disarm their citizens,
mm-hmm.
You see,
that's what I'm saying.
And impose their will.
Mm-hmm.
And as an armed citizen, the Second Amendment is there not to protect me from the bad guys. The Second Amendment is there to protect us from an overreaching government.
But see, the thing is, though, they don't teach history, and therefore they don't know the concept of what happened in World War II in Germany.
What happened in World War II Germany? What happened in the American Revolution? What happened in the Civil War? What happened in our country? Why do we have this pro-gun stance. I like to say God, guns, and guts made this country what it is. It's not original, but it sure as hell is the truth. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Anybody want to talk about it? Or should I move on to the perch run? Tom, in Baltimore, good morning. How are you?
What's up, Sam?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm good, man. I got your answer for you.
Go for it.
It's MoveOn.org is one of the sponsors, and that is Mr. Soros' organization.
Bingo. And what does George Soros want with our country?
He's a globalist.
He's a what?
He's the great globalist.
The great globalist.
Yes, sir.
One world government.
Yes, sir.
You are correct, Tom. 100 left-leaning organizations fund the Women's March.
And Soros, he sponsors most of them.
Correct. 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 And the few
men controlling the whole world.
That's what he wants, of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Good answer. I'm glad you did your homework.
Yep.
Should I not do these types of things? I spent 20 minutes. I understand it's a little bit boring. Hello, Tom? He left. George Soros cut his phone line. His Wi-Fi suddenly went down. Now, should I continue to do this? Should I continue to let you pee? See, I don't like to just look at something on the surface. I like to dig a little bit. I like to dig in a little bit and find out why behind what's going on. Who in this country would support an anti-gun rally by students? Why? It's not just school shootings. It's not. It's not just gun violence. That is an excuse. What I want to know is why the Broward County Sheriff's deputy stood down, or why they were ordered to stand down. That's what I want to know when the Parkland school shooting was going on. That's the kind of stuff I want to know. All right. Not going to get into conspiracy theories. We're here to talk about fishing, hunting, the great outdoors. We had a couple things happen in the General Assembly this week. Let me review the week a little bit. Saturday, Robin and I, and Robin's daughter, Brianna, and her son-in-law, Jason, attended the Maryland Bowhunter Society dinner at Michael's 8th Avenue in Glen Burnie. And we had a great time. We set up our little display boards, and we got some deer. People brought some deer in, some beautiful sika deer, and a couple of nice white tails. And we had our official scorers there for bucks, bears, and stags. And we scored, measured some antlers and put some people in the record book. And it was a great event. We had a good time, good food, good company down there, Maryland Bowhunter Society. So that was Saturday. Sunday, Robin went with her daughter to something, and I went to the Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation Baltimore chapter dinner and benefit in Clarksville. I have been the MC there for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years, I guess, and I've served as MC again. Wound up serving as auctioneer. You know, I'm not good at that. I just ask people to bid more than the last guy bid. You know, I don't have that cadence down. You know, I'm not that guy on the old tobacco commercials, you know. You got that audio somewhere? Sold to American.
I'll have to take a look.
Yeah, tobacco auction. But, I don't have that cadence. I just look at them and I go, can somebody give us $100 for this? You know, that type of thing. And it was fairly successful. So Tuesday then, we testified in Annapolis in the Senate, in the Senate committee. Senate Education, Health, and Environmental Affairs Committee, SEHEA, in favor of Sunday hunting in Maryland. And that was on our Facebook page. Very contentious as it was in the House with the Maryland Horse Council, our opponents coming in and blaming hunters for all the evil in the world, basically. All the evil in the world, yeah. They just can't trust us to be in the woods with us on Sunday. You know, it's very dangerous. It's not just the fact that they could potentially step on an arrow, or you know that they fear being shot, but it's just the sound of a bullet going off that could spook their horse. You know, we heard that. You know, how do we know that not coincidentally? How do we know that a ground hornet didn't sting their horse on the abdomen, you know, within a few seconds of the distant gunshot? How do we know that didn't happen? But you know, I'm thinking about this. You know how evil and cruel we are. One of them turned around in the House and looked at our lobbyist, Bill Miles, and said, "You're just a cold-blooded murderer. You just kill these animals for sport." So what do you do for sport? Let me think about this. You take and throw a 50-pound saddle on the animal's back, and then you strap them around the belly so that it can, you know, so that the saddle doesn't slip. But how tight can you get it? Well, you put your foot up against the horse, and you pull that strap up, that belt strap up as tight as you can. So you don't want that saddle turning around on you. Trust me, I've been on a saddle that's turned to the side of the horse. It's not fun. Not fun at all when you come off the horse like that. And then, you put a metal bit in the horse's mouth with a rope on each side or a rein on each side, and you use that to turn that horse's head to your will. Because you put pressure against the roof of that horse's mouth with that bit. That's not cruel. And if you want to train that horse for the show ring, you put a rope on it and you lead it around and 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 around 1,000 times in a circle to it, you know, you break its spirit. But none of that's cruel. No. And if the horse doesn't bend to your will, you snap at it with a whip on a stick. Whap! You know, there's horse racing. That's the kindest thing you can do to an animal. Then there's showing them, you know, dressage, where you make them step unnaturally so that a judge can see how perfect your horse listens to your commands, you know. And then you spend an inordinate amount of time grooming this animal to look like something it's not. And of course there's trail riding, you know. That's with the saddle and the bit in the mouth and the whole deal. And then there's fox chasing. That's the kindest of all. That's the kindest of all. Steeplechasing. Jumping. It's all easy on the horse. Let's talk to Chuck in Hampstead. Chuck was there the other day. Good morning, Chuck. How you doing?
Good morning, Alan.
I'm on a roll today. Can you tell?
You're definitely on a roll. You must have drank too much coffee already.
Yeah, probably so. And I got a whole thermos sitting here.
Oh, boy.
For the next hour.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So did you have fun on Tuesday?
Oh, yeah. I always enjoy the horse and pony show.
Yes, exactly. The horse and pony show. It's exactly what it was.
Right. I tell you, that's one group of angry people.
Angry. Oh, my goodness, they're angry. I mean, you know, we got up there and said, look, you know, we'd like to go hunting on Sunday. It's a private property issue, you know, and
recreational
opportunity. It helps. It helps. You know, the farmers, by bringing the herd into balance, you know, we harvest two more animals on Sunday, and, you know.
The statistics don't prove that.
The economy. No, statistics don't prove that. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And the NRA, this is nothing but a gun issue.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I get it.
I mean, it's sad, but it's comical because there's always the one has their talking points for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Back when Bolivar County had the local bill in,
right,
that Johnny Ray had introduced,
right.
What was it back then that her sister was thrown from a horse and
because of a gunshot.
Right. Now the story is, I think, the same person.
Yeah.
A bullet whizzing by her head.
Went whizzing by her head, yes.
Mm-hmm. What? Mm-hmm. Did she ever think that it might have been a bird?
Could have been. Or could have been a locust. You know?
Yep.
Or a cicada, I mean. You know, could have been anything. Could have been a... You never know.
But I mean, you know this, but the chairwoman of that committee is in tight with the horse people.
Yep.
She came in and played kissy face with him before the hearing.
Oh, you saw that. I mean, you witnessed that. Yeah. You know, you were there. Yeah. Yeah. I get it. You know, and I'm not denigrating anybody in the General Assembly, but you know, there are people who have their favorites and their favorite issues and things like that. You know, the chairman ought to her credit, I can never remember that term, to her credit, fought very hard for the amendment on the night shooting bill this week in the Senate.
Oh, she did?
She did. Very, very hard. And the amendment failed, but the bill passed the Senate. So, you know, clean, as we call it, without the amendment. So, you know, we'll see the future of that probably next week in the House. But it is what it is, my friend. And, you know, Robin was upset because, you know, okay, they could say all this stuff, but then if we've spoken first as proponents and the opponents come up second, we have no chance to rebut.
Right.
You know, and, you know, they can.
I know. You know, I was sitting a little bit to behind you. You and I were shaking our heads, you know, no.
Yeah.
It's not what they're saying.
Exactly. My favorite one was when they said, and these are members of the Maryland Horse Council, just so you know, when they said a couple of years ago, well, the statistics on the Department of Natural Resources website that says only 3 out of 10 bow hunters in Maryland are successful. And that means that for every 10 arrows they fire, they only recover 3 arrows. Huh? What? That leaves all these thousands of arrows all over for our horses to step on. Chuck, I don't know how much you pay for your crossbow bolts and your broadheads and your lighted nocks, but it's not uncommon to pay $30 for a carbon arrow and broadhead and lighted knock combination, is it?
Nope.
So I'm going to shoot a 20 and a 10 out there, and I'm not going to recover it.
Well, I cringe every time I can't locate one because it goes under the leaves.
Exactly.
You know.
Yeah.
You know, I think I know where it is.
Yeah.
I follow it with my eyes.
Right.
Dang. Those leaves really come.
And they do. They can. And a lot of times you can find them. You'll see. That's why you use, you know, bright fletching on them so you can see the white or the yellow or the orange or something sticking out from under the leaves. But, yeah, you're right. That happens. No question. You know. But I know people who go out with metal detectors and find their arrows and others. So.
Right. I mean, that's.
Yep.
It's so amusing. It's pitiful.
It is. It is. It's pitiful. It's sad. And unfortunately, when you have an urban mindset like those folks in Annapolis do.
Right.
Okay. They have no clue what goes on out in rural Maryland. None.
I have a friend in Kentucky that I, you know, I text all the time. Good friend.
Yeah.
That I met through the PCBA. And I sent the link for the testimony, had him look at it, and he can't believe the stupidity of the horse people.
Well, you know, I don't know if it's stupidity, ignorance, or, you know, if it's a planned emotional distress to try and impress the committee. Right. What do you think, Fran? Okay. What do you think, Fran? Hello, Fran. What do you think?
Hi, Chuck. Let me tell you. I'm going to do something I've never done before.
Okay.
On your show. And I think it's time. I'm going to explain myself to the hunters. Because I can feel some of their thoughts about me. And it goes like this. What is she doing all in our business and coming public transportation to Annapolis to get in our business? Let me explain why I'm there. And why I came up to the hunting community in the first place, okay? I came up there because after listening on the radio show, I said, boy, there's some smart people up there. They know a lot about a lot of stuff that I don't know anything about. And I have learned in life that what you need is a plan B. They say, well, Why don't she work on Baltimore? If it's a place that needs help, she could spend her time trying to help them down there. Let me tell you why I don't. I've given up. I will tell you, the type of person I am, conservative, Bible-toting, gun-toting, and, a deplorable.
Here. Fran the deplorable. There's two words you don't get together too often.
Well, let me tell you. Well, down here, I am, it's like, it would be trying to defend the Alamo. I am outnumbered. I am outgunned. I'm surrounded. And the cavalry is not coming. When you know what hits the fan, I'm going to be on my own. And I realized that I don't have a plan B. And I thought, these people sound like they could help me learn how to have a plan B. Not to come and live with you. I just want your knowledge so that I may stand a chance to survive in Baltimore if I'm still here. If not, don't make no difference. Now, the reason I'm up in Annapolis is because living in Baltimore all my life, I know you can lose what you worked for. See, I'm back from the 60s, Martin Luther King and the peace and all this and getting equal rights and all that. Well, let me tell you, the behavior and the reputation of Baltimore, you can lose it all. I do not want to see you hunters lose it all. Let me tell you, they'll come for your house, your guns, your family members. And so I said, well, maybe because they've tried to teach me a few things, I can help them in any way I can. And that is why I'm up there in Annapolis trying to help fight for you guys.
Can you top that, Chuck?
No, I can't.
Neither can I. And I wouldn't even try. Wouldn't even try, friend.
Well, that's it.
Well, we respect you. And you know what? Fran did take a bus and a taxi, public transportation, to come to Annapolis, okay, and to testify in favor of Sunday hunting. And Fran, you just said, spoke volumes about the political process. Now, you heard all that. You know, you were there. You heard some of the comments. Now, you didn't stay around for the opposition because the day got so late. But we heard it, and we know what they say. And, you know, it just takes one time in Annapolis to sit there on a contentious bill like Sunday hunting and listen to both sides, and you see what we're up against. We're outnumbered by the opponents. We're outnumbered by the agricultural community when we try to protect the natural resources that belong to everybody. We're outnumbered by the horse council and the horse industry here in Maryland. And they like to tout that, you know, $1.7 billion or whatever they put into the economy, okay? And we come up with our piddly $260 million or whatever it might be. And the farm community comes up and says, there's deer do $60 million worth of damage that some imaginary formula that they came up with, you know. So we are in the minority of minorities, Fran, as far as the hunting community when we go to Annapolis, okay? There's 188 lawmakers there. About six of them actually hunt. That's it. So, both you guys, I can't tell you how much we appreciate you being there on the witness stand the past couple of weeks. Fran and Chuck, you both showed up. Fran, you showed up for the House, and Chuck, you showed up for the Senate on Sunday hunting. And, you know, you guys are the ones that are the examples to the rest of these people, okay? You really are. So.
All right. Take care.
Thank you. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, Fran.
Hope so.
Yep. We'll see you there. All right, Chuck. Thanks again.
Okay. All right. Talk to you again.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There they go. Not one email today. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. I know you're listening online. We're talking about a couple of different things here. Talking about the General Assembly. But right now, I got to talk to you about a couple other things. For example, I got to talk to you about Bay Country Crabbing Supply. Got my script right here in my hot little hand. Bay Country Crabbing Supply in Edgewater. Everything you need for recreational and commercial crabbing, and lots and lots and lots of bay fishing tackle, too. I walked around the other day. I was amazed at the amount of tackle those folks have. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, located 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Stackable traps, commercial pots, rigged trot lines, trot line parts, live boxes, nets, ropes, buoys, stainless steel steamers, and a full line of bay fishing tackle and gear. See Bay Country Crabbing Supply and mark your calendars for April 14th. That's the open house at Bay Country Crabbing Supply. For more information, give them a call. Bay Country Crabbing Supply, 410-956-0300, 214 Mayo Road in Edgewater. Waterman, take your license in. You get a discount. That website for everything you can see on it is baycountrycrabbingsupply.com. You'll be glad you did. Clyde Sports Shop. Their ongoing sale started yesterday for the next 8 days or so. It's their 10-day sale. Started on March 16th. That was, like I said, yesterday. And it'll continue through the 25th, Sunday. Sunday the 25th, next Sunday. All rockfish trolling baits and lures are on sale. Take your empty spools of line in and get them filled for half price with mono. Saw somebody filling a spool at another shop the other day. I don't know how many yards of mono he was putting on that trolling reel, but if you can get it at half price, why not? You know? Pen reels on special. The Warfare, 30 weight, level wind, $89.95. Trolling combos from $89.95. The best-selling trolling combo they have is that Pen Warfare and a Andy Rod. Hundreds of them out on the bay. $139.95. What a deal. Shakespeare rods and reels, Fluger rods and reels, Ugly Sticks are all on sale. St. Croix rods, make sure you check those out. Clyde Sports Shop, ready to rock sale. Till Sunday, March 25th, get your half-price line. Call them up at 410-242-6108. Stop by 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Call the 24-hour fishing hotline, 247-3474-247-FISH.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Well, as we kick off the weekend, your forecast for today, partly cloudy, at least this morning. Might see some showers popping up during the afternoon hours today with a high 47. Tonight, a few clouds early on, mainly clear then overnight with a low 28. For tomorrow, your Sunday, lots of sunshine. Nice way to wrap up the weekend with a high 55. Monday, partly cloudy, 48. Then Tuesday and Wednesday, look for periods of rain and snow with highs in the mid to upper 30s. I'm Craig Ross from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Hey, the Anne Arundel County Fairgrounds is presenting the Capital Outdoor Sportsman event coming up Saturday and Sunday, April 21st and 22nd. This is a family-friendly event with everything for outdoor sportsmen and women. It's $10 to get in either day. It starts at 10 a.m. and ends at 6 p.m. Kids under 12 are free with a paid adult. Now, for more information, you go to aacountyfair.org on the Internet, the World Wide Web, or you can call 410-923-3400. The entertainment is going to be Doc Dogs, a lumberjack show, and canine demonstrations. The sponsors are Leo's Vacation Center and the Maryland Association of Campgrounds. There'll be some nonprofit groups there. The terrific children's area, the RV and camping world with the two sponsors, demo areas for ATVs and archery, and then the antique tractor pool on Saturday. That's $5 to get into that. It's the Anne Arundel County Fair, first annual Capital Outdoor Sportsman event, April 21st, 22nd, aacountyfair.org. Be there. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything. Their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680 WCPM.
I ain't never shot no big rag buff. No one ever stops to peek in the bed of my truck. I come home empty-handed 'cause I got no luck. Yeah, pretty bad at hunting deer.
All right, there's the other music. Hey, just want to remind you one more time that the annual dinner and benefit for the Maryland Hunting Coalition, called the Hunting Legacy Dinner and Benefits, coming up March 31st in Westminster. Check out our website, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Tickets are $50, $90 for couples. And the 3-for-1 early bird raffle package for $100 gets you $300 worth of raffle tickets, plus 3 tickets for the top tier raffle, which is guns and good stuff, big stuff. So check that out on the website. Love to have you there. Love to see you there. And, you know, you heard about Fran talking about, you know, standing up for hunters. She's going to be there. Chuck's going to be there. Robin and I will be there. And about 300 of our closest friends. Check it out, mdhuntingcoalition.org. Now get out, stay out, stay safe.